Mark Witham is the musical director of the Ballarat City Brass Band that's been going for 110 years. How long have you been involved, Mark?
Just over 12 months. I'm new to Ballarat and moved down from Sydney, but I am a Hamilton boy, so I know Ballarat well. And I wanted to go back to my roots to play my number one instrument, which is euphonium. So I dropped into the band room one night and they were a little suspicious that I actually knew how to play the instrument. And one thing led to another. So I had a place in the band as a player. And then 3 months later, the bandmaster needed to move on for personal reasons. And lo and behold, the gig became mine. So I'm very pleased about that. And we've had three very successful outcomes in the contests we've been in since I've been the director, so you could safely say 3 out of 3 so far. Not sure about Saturday, but I'd love to make it 4 out of 4.
And you're competing in the D grade on Saturday?
That is correct, and in 2013, under our former bandmaster, this band won D grade, the state champion, so I'd like to revisit that. That'd be wonderful.
How many bands were you up against?
There are 8 bands in total, so they're in the section, so we're up against 7 bands. Interestingly, we have the bandmaster from 2 of the other bands in this band, so from Ararat and from Creswick Bands, we have both their bandmasters. But then again, I play in Creswick Band as well, so we're a fairly incestuous lot.
Have you been playing in bands pretty well all your life?
I started as a secondary student at Hamilton High School, and we had a champion band when I was at school. And in fact, in 1975, I was the Australasian Brass Champion of Champion at the Royal South Street competition. So it's literally 40 years since I competed as a player. And it's pretty exciting coming back, but I've always played. I've had an army band career, and I've been a teacher for 26 years as well, so I've never really put my instruments down. I play euphonium and trombone, but my real passion is conducting, and I compose and arrange as well.
You're competing in the Victorian Bands competition this weekend in the D grade. How serious is this competition for all the band members here?
Well, if you've seen the movie Brassed Off, this is, I guess, the Victorian version of Brassed Off. They're quietly extremely competitive, but they don't necessarily show that. It's extremely competitive.
And they're getting ready to play for us in just a tick. And this is your last rehearsal before the competition, isn't it?
Yes, we performed at Maryborough and won Sunday week ago. And we're going to listen to the comments from the adjudicator and fine-tune our performance. And this literally is our last opportunity to practice before the competition.
I think you're going to take off
Okay. Before
we get to finish, but all the best in the competition on Saturday. But it's not just Saturday. You guys are also performing at a veterans event on the Sunday as well.
That's right. The Vietnam veterans have their annual event. It's on the Sunday, the day after. So if we are lucky enough to win, then we've really got to get out of bed and perform again the very next day. So hopefully we can do both those well.
Pretty committed bunch of people.
Well, this is a community group, but the whole point in people coming here is that they love their music and they're true amateurs in the sense that they're not paid to do this, they just love doing it and they really do it well to the best of their ability. And that's what's so enjoyable about working with them.
There are 4 grades competing, A grade, B grade, C grade and D grade. How big is the difference between the A grade bands and the D grade bands?
Well, at times they cross over. We certainly are playing music that's above our grade in the hope that we will catch the adjudicator's attention and hopefully play it well. But by the same token, there are other bands who are challenged in the grade they're in. So there is quite a bit of crossover. But when you hear an A-grade band, you can really spot the difference between a D-grade and an A-grade band.
What do you love about the euphonium?
Well, the word euphonium means well-sounding. And I guess because I learned it as a secondary student and I've never really put it down, we get the best parts in a brass band. We get the melody, we get the bass, we get the harmony, we get the solo. So it's a bit of an ego trip, but it's a great instrument to play. Very underrated instrument in many ways, but those in the brass band world certainly know what a euphonium is, and it's a highly respected instrument.
How many times have you seen the movie Brass Dove?
Oh, quite a few. And every time I see it, I laugh to myself because I see all the characters in the movie in my band.